Rutherford issues on the Good Neighbor Network. Rutherford County's place to talk. We're WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
Back on Rutherford Issues, here from WGNS AM-FM, online at WGNSradio.com. We're with you anywhere you may be. And that's kind of the mission of the West Main Mission. Wherever folks are and whatever needs that are there, that's where Jim Hargrove and crew come in. Jim, it's been a while. How are you?
It's been a while, but I've been doing great. How about you?
Doing pretty well. Tell us what's going on with the West Main Mission nowadays.
Well, everything is going pretty well, and we're still doing the things that we've been doing for 34 years, which is to take in donations of clothing, household items, food items, toys, just about anything a person eats or wears or uses around the home. If it still has life in it, we'll take it and get it to someone that needs it.
34 years. How long have you been involved in that time?
24 of those 34 years.
24 of 34. So what drives you to continue to serve?
Well, the need that we still have. It's an ongoing process, unfortunately. I wouldn't be too brokenhearted if we could reach a point in time where West Main Mission didn't have to exist. But unfortunately, poverty is always with us and people are always in need.
I guess you think, I know that we've gone through a time of recession and things of that nature in recent years, but even before that, obviously there was a need. There's been a need for 34 years.
Absolutely. The Bible says the poor will be with you always.
Mm-hmm. And it is our call and our duty to serve those, to help those that need a hand up.
Absolutely it is. I think it's everybody's responsibility to a degree.
You know, when you think about it, we live in a country of prosperity, and when you think of poverty and those in need, oftentimes our thoughts may turn to third world countries,
true,
not our own backyard. It's hard to believe sometimes.
Yeah, that's true, and I can understand that, but even with the prosperity that we have had, there's still also a lot of poverty and a lot of need. You know, this is an area where a lot of people come to find a job because there are jobs here. But many times when they get here, they find that there's 100 other people trying to get that same job. And sometimes they're just not able to do it, and they need help. And then there are people that are working, like a majority of the people that the mission serves. They're working, but they're working at a minimum wage job. And we all know you can't survive off minimum wage and take care of your family.
So what is it specifically that the West Main Mission does? Because there may be folks out there that don't realize the work that has gone on for 34 years.
Well, our basic mission is to do everything that we can do to prevent homelessness. And we take care of the most basic needs that people have: food, clothing, shelter, and those things. And lots of circumstances can bring those on. I'm reminded of something that happened just a couple of days after Christmas. A lady came in sort of hesitantly. She had never had to ask for help before. She had been working and taking care of her family and all of that. And all of a sudden, she was laid off from her job. And she said, "I don't know what to do. I don't have the money to pay my rent." Thankfully, I had just been given a fair contribution to go toward that type of thing. So I sat her down and got the information and was able to pay her rent for her, and as she's hopefully going to be able to find another job soon.
This happens here in Murfreesboro?
It happens here in Murfreesboro on a very regular basis.
So how many people on a regular basis do you help?
Well, to sort of give you a lump sum type thing, last year we served just under 2,000 families. That was made up of just over 6,000 individuals.
6,000 individuals. We're talking men, women, and children?
Men, women, and children, yes.
Is it the hardest to see young kids coming through?
Yes, that's always the hardest. You know, we have a tendency to think that we adults can handle things better than kids can, and I'm sure that's the case. But it's also hard on parents when they have to look at that child and know that they're not able to provide the food or the clothing or other things that they may need. But it's especially hard on children.
Jim Hargrove is joining us here today with the West Main Mission. Jim, when when people think of those who are homeless, do you still find that some people have a stereotype of what a homeless person is and how they got into that situation?
Yes, unfortunately, that's the case. When you hear homeless person, it seems that a lot of people have, you know, the preconceived idea that they're people that they're either just not trying to work and make a living, or they are a drug addict or an alcoholic or, you know, some other terrible thing. And it's true enough. There are homeless people that are drug addicts and alcoholics and that sort of thing. But the thing is, it doesn't matter how they got to where they are. What's important is trying to help them get from where they are to a better way of life.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the mission itself, is there a physical location where people that are homeless can come, you know, especially on a cold night?
Well, yes, there is. We don't have a shelter at West Main Mission at this point in time, but we do provide takeout lunches every day. We have warm clothing and blankets and things like that that are needed by the homeless. And we have a good number of homeless people that come by just about every day that we're open, mm-hmm. you know, to get those basic things that they have need of.
In terms of where they sleep, where do homeless people go?
Many of them are under bridges and other places around town and around the county where they can make a makeshift shelter for themselves. And, you know, that's a sad thing that happens. But what a lot of people, I'm afraid, don't understand is that there's a large number of homeless people out there that are single mothers and children. And the children are going to school during the day and sleeping in a car at night.
Wow. And doing homework in the front seat of a car.
Doing homework, yeah.
You know, and going to school the very next day. That has to be such a challenge for those young people. I mean, we're talking about elementary school age, I would think.
Absolutely, from kindergarten on up. And it's got to be extremely hard on the child, and certainly it's extremely hard on the parent.
You know, after doing this for 34 years, I know that you have stories that warm your heart, that kind of reinforce what you're doing, that make you realize, you know, we're making an impact. But then when you see people continually come in, and maybe different folks, you know, this work may never be done.
Well, that's true. What happens with us, usually about every year, about 12 to 15% of the people that we serve this past year won't need our help in 2013. But unfortunately, there will be a new 12 to 15% that we've never served before that are going to need our help in 2013. So it's sort of a perpetual thing.
Jim Hargrove is joining us from the West Main Mission here on Rutherford Issues. What are the needs now, Jim? How can folks help? Because this is a great community to live in and a great community that always steps up to help. What are some things that you could use?
Well, you're right. We have a wonderfully giving community, and they're really willing to give and provide. Basically, it's the things that we need every day, especially, of course, the weather the way it is now. We need coats for men, women, boys, and girls. Blankets be of a great help. And just regular clothing and shoes that people are not able to use anymore, where they've outgrown from eating a little too much over Christmas or, you know, whatever the case may be. And I'd like to encourage people to bring those things into us if they would. There are several places around town that take in clothing and household items and that sort of thing. But we are the place in town that does not sell those things. We give them to any needy person in Rutherford and Cannon County.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of your physical location, where you take these donated items, where is that?
We're at 1400 B West College Street. Old Nashville Highway is the way most people know it around here. Mm-hmm. We are there from 8 to 3 Monday through Thursday, and 8 to 2 on Fridays is the times that we take things in.
Now, take us down I guess you turn on Medical Center Parkway and then turn on to Old Nashville Highway, that West College Street?
That's correct, that West College, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. And how far down is it?
It's about a mile on the right after you turn on West College.
Okay. And so the donations are taken there. I guess any size clothing and coats and things of that nature?
Absolutely. Yeah, any size, any type. We're glad to get them.
Now, those who are homeless and need your assistance, that's where they come to actually to
yes,
get the clothes.
Yes, that's where they come to get their needs, and families the same way. They could come if they need a meal during the day. We typically serve lunches from about 10 to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We also do emergency food boxes for people that need food to take home and prepare. And so it works out well.
What type of need is there for, like, food at lunch? How do you appropriate for that?
Well, we're doing really well with that. We have chicken that's donated to us, fried chicken. It's pre-cooked, frozen. We pick it up, then all we have to do is heat it up. This is donated to us through KFC, through churches, and some other organizations. We get bread and sweets from Kroger, from Starbucks, and other businesses like that around town. And we put that all together and make a really nice lunch out of it for those that need it.
Well, that's great. So 10 to 1 is when lunch is served generally.
Yes. And the great thing is that there's practically no cost to us in doing that. There's a little bit. We have to have the containers to serve the food in, but it's really, really cheap to get a good meal to people.
Jim, let's grab a call here. Caller, welcome in.
Well, good morning. Jim, I'm a former worker with you, and you probably don't remember me, but I'd like to ask you something. Do you have a pickup service?
No, we don't have a pickup service. Unfortunately, we just don't have the funding to be able to do that sort of thing.
Well, it'd be a little difficult for me to get it there. I'm Mike Lowrance. You might remember me.
Yeah, I certainly do.
Uh-huh. When I heard you, I said, well, yeah, I know, Jim.
Yeah.
But, I've got things that I'd like to donate at times, but getting them there is not an easy proposition at other times.
Yeah, I understand.
But I just thought I would check and see if you did have a pickup.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Mike, thank you. Appreciate that. That's a good point. With all the work that you're trying to do, you can only do so much, I guess, right?
Yes, that's true. And, it's very expensive to have a truck, to have an operator, and have the insurance. It's good for those organizations that can do that. But that's also one of the reasons that we don't have to charge for the things that we give to people.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Jim Hargrove with West Main Mission here today on Rutherford Issues. What about toiletries and toothpaste and things of that nature?
That is an item that we're always in desperate need of. By the time people pay their regular bills and get food on the table, many times soap and toothbrushes and toothpaste, they just don't have the money left over to buy those things. And I encourage people to, if they would, when they're at the store, just pick up an extra item or two, bring those things to us, and we'll get them distributed to people that literally can't afford to buy them.
Well, those who like to do this extreme couponing and things like that too, that they can get so many free, and they've got
absolutely
a closet full of toothpaste. This would be a good place to where it could be put to good use.
Absolutely. And that's a need that we continuously have.
So Jim, as we wrap up here today, I want to give you the chance just to kind of give the call out on what the needs are right now and how folks can help.
I sure will. The need is especially now, is warm coats, warm clothing, blankets, things that can help people stay warm inside and outside. And that is a big, big need with the weather the way it is outside. Can I share one little quick story with you?
Yeah, I'd love
it. We just did our Christmas giveaway on the 22nd of December. We pre-register the children and get them ready to receive gifts, and we have people that shop specifically for them and buy the gifts, and we distribute those. On the 22nd in the afternoon, we had given out more than half of our gifts, and a young father came in with this little girl. She was 4 years old. And in talking with him, he was unable to get her registered anywhere and just didn't have the money to buy the child anything for Christmas. So I told him, have a seat. We'll see what we can do. So I went back to the back and started checking over what I had, and I just happened to have an extra bicycle there that was not promised, and it was just about the size for this little four-year-old girl. So unfortunately, we had to bring it out where she could see it. But she looked at it, and you know how it is with us guys when we go to the car lot and we look at the cars and we kick the tires.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this little four-year-old girl walked around this side and the front and the back of the bike and looked it over, walked over and kicked the tire, and she said, "Is this for me?" And I said, "Yes, dear, that is for you."
That one instance right there would have to be enough to keep you going for 34 more years.
Absolutely. It's worth 34 years to see that. It really is.
Jim, one thing that I do want to remind folks is that the work that you're doing there is volunteer work. It's not a government organization. You're not receiving government money. Anything
that's right.
Donated is, I guess, tax deductible, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. And we're glad to do that.
Well, Jim, I appreciate the work that you've put in over many, many years here, and a lot of volunteers, a lot of people who help too, right?
Yes. I have about 20 volunteers that work at least one day a week, every week. Sure do. Then, of course, the people that bring in their clothing and extra items that they don't need, that's what makes it possible for us to do what we do.
If anybody has questions, Jim, is there a phone number that they can call to ask you, like Mike was asking a question a moment ago, or if they just have specific questions?
Yes, absolutely. You can call the mission at 893-8912, and we'll be glad to give you any information that you might need.
All right, 893-8912 is the number. Jim, it's always a pleasure. Don't be a stranger now.
We'll come back real soon, I hope.
Sounds good. All right, Jim.
Thank you.
Jim Hargrove joining us from the West Main Mission here to talk to us on Rutherford Issues. We'll be right back.
Rutherford Issues. Rutherford Issues. Nobody covers Rutherford County better than WGNS. WGNS. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.